Mountain's boys were able to get past Harrison 59-54. The Bombers led for much of the opening quarter, although the Goblins came back and tied the game to end the period. Mountain was on top for the rest of the contest. The Bombers were up double digits for most of the second half, but Harrison made a comeback and cut that margin to 1 with 10.4 seconds left. Braden Dewey was fouled less than a second later, and he sank both free throws for Mountain Home. Out of a timeout, the Goblins' Kason Hillegas took the inbound pass, but he got too close to the sideline and stepped out of bounds. The Bombers got the ball back off the turnover, and Coben Inskeep hit both free throws to seal the victory. Dewey led Mountain Home with 21 points, Inskeep scored 12, and Hagen Robb added 10. Blake Schramm had 23 points for Harrison, and Ryder Scribner chipped in 13. The Bombers improved to 10-8 on the season and 1-1 in the 5A West. Harrison falls to 11-6 and 1-1. The Mountain Home girls began the evening by defeating Harrison 57-43. The game was close in the early minutes with four lead changes, but the Lady Bombers' depth began to show as they started pulling away from the Lady Goblins. Mountain Home led by 7 at the end of the first half, and they spent much of the rest of the game with a double-digit advantage on their way to the 14-point win. The Lady Bombers were led by Amelia Rucker with 19 points, and Lakin Moore had 15. Claire Barger provided 17 points for Harrison, and Brooklyn Mitchell finished with 16. Mountain Home is now 10-8 overall and 1-1 in the league. The Lady Goblins dropped to 6-9 and 0-2. Mountain Home will have its first home outing of the conference slate on Friday as they meet Van Buren. In other 5A West girls action, Russellville beat Greenbrier 56-46, Salem Springs breezed past Alma 56-31, and Greenwood destroyed Van Buren 60-28. On the boys' side, Greenbrier topped Russellville 41-33, Salem Springs was a 63-45 win over Alma, and Van Buren pounded Greenwood 68-31. I'm Matt Sharp reporting.